Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm Jennifer Burchett, and I'm here to talk about how technology enhances my relationships with clients. This is the second podcast in a three-part series on technology in a personal financial planning practice. Okay, let's all admit and confess that we cannot remember every single detail with every single client. However, you can remember every single detail with every single client if you have a great CRM system, client relationship management system. I can say that because when I first began practicing 17 years ago, we did not have one, and now we have a wonderful CRM system. Let me give you some insight on how this technology has enhanced my relationships with clients. First, let me start with the personal client thing. So I can think of four examples off the top of my head. There's probably many more that we do that helps enhance that relationship. The first thing is big milestone birthdays. Every Friday afternoon, we run a report out of our CRM that shows the clients having a birthday that following week. If it's a big milestone birthday, say 50, 60, 70, we've even seen a few 100, then we send them something, anything from a card to flowers to fruit baskets or even a phone call. And that little phone call or card means the world. The second thing along the same lines is weddings, big bucket list vacations that you know your clients are going on, even surgeries. So in a meeting or over the phone or even in an email, when a client mentions those events, just jot down a note really quick and ask them when they're going on it and where they're going or when is that surgery again, and then just put a reminder in your CRM so you don't have to remember it. Your CRM will remember it for you. So how special is it when we send them an email or a call wishing them all the best on their dream vacation or their daughter's wedding? And we've even sent little travel kits or a passport holder to clients who are going overseas. So very impactful. So any detail that you know that's important to your client, just write it down and then see how that relationship is strengthened when you ask, you know, how's your sister doing after her surgery? Or shoot them a quick email saying you're praying for them as they go in for that test they mentioned to you that they're a little worried about. Another idea is, you know, client preferences. We even make a note in our CRM system on preferences that clients like, and we just remember it. So if there's, you know, Mr. is coming in for a meeting and he is a Coca-Cola executive, please don't offer him a Pepsi, you know. And if the Mrs. always likes water and a cup of coffee with cream and honey, remember that and just put it in a CRM, and then your front desk coordinator can remember those little details without even asking. It's just very impactful. And then the next set of examples that I thought about are the more technical things that you still can use your CRM to remind you about and get ahead of those financial planning decisions. So age-based decisions. So we have automatic tasks that populate when a client hits age 62. So the system knows it. They go by their birthday, exactly when they're going to hit 62. We put it out about two or three months ahead, and it says, talk to your client about their ability to start Social Security now at age 62. You know, the pros, the cons. Walk them through that. Then at age 65, we have another auto task that says, talk to your client about how to sign up for Medicare. You know, consider their current health care plan, if they have a retiree health care plan, if you need to help them with a supplemental Medicare plan. And then set an auto task at their full retirement age so you can make a note of the discussions that you need to talk about with that decision. Now you're at full retirement age per Social Security, so let's talk about pros, cons. Should you take now? Should you delay till age 70? Again, all of that stuff can be auto-populated, so you don't literally have to remember. You know your system remembers that for you. And then you have a documentation of you talking to them about that. You know, at 62, we spoke about Social Security, agreed that you should wait to take it until full retirement age. Then you circle back to them at full retirement age and have that discussion again. And then, you know, the age 70 of, be sure you talk with them about definitely signing up for Social Security if they haven't at that point yet. And then again at age 70 and a half, have an auto task to discuss with them their need to start required minimum distributions from their IRAs. So again, these are all what we call age-based decisions that your CRM can easily remind you of, and you can do it to where it's just an auto-populated task. And you know, my biggest goal is to make sure I go to my clients with the ideas ahead of time. I don't want them calling me at age 65 and 3 months saying, hey, I talked to my neighbor and he said I should have signed up for Medicare months ago. Like, that is my job to be ahead of that and bring those ideas and planning scenarios to them. So to circle back, we cannot remember everything, but we can look like we do with a great CRM system. The second piece of technology that enhances my client relationships is our financial planning software. I have seen the impact of sitting side by side with a client and them asking me to make a slight change of an assumption in their financial plan. I can sit with them right there, make that change, and instantly see the results. I don't have to say that, well, let me go back and rerun the plan for you, and I'll shoot you an email this afternoon or tomorrow and get the results. And I say that because I used to have to do that and say, I'll rerun it and circle back to you. And I believe they feel more a part of the plan when it's done this way. Well, let's just see if it works. Let's change that number right now. Or I've been in a meeting where they said, hey, what if I added in a big family vacation for the next 5 years at X dollars per year? Let's see how that changes things. And they look at it and their eyes light up when they see that it's doable. So it's nice for them to visibly see that and be a part of it. It's also helpful to show them how we stress test the plan. So let's have your plan up, and then let's visibly see how this plan is altered if we have a 10%, a 20%, or a 30% market decline. Let's see if things still work out that way. And if not, let's see what small adjustments we can still do to this plan to make sure it works in those market decline scenarios. So very, very helpful to just have that instant gratification and, you know, see that line still go to the green, made it kind of, you know, arrow on their financial plan. So it's very helpful. And then a third one is of my final piece of technology that enhances client relationships is a good client portal. We like to store our important client documents here, such as power of attorneys, wills, and healthcare directives. And I'll give you an example where we needed it very much. So a client called me on a Saturday night needing a copy of his wife's health care directive because they were at the hospital and he needed it right then and there, could not find a copy at their house. So my client was able to get on a secure internet connection and pull up her health care directive at the hospital and print it out. And just the comfort of clients knowing that their important documents are on a secure network and that they can pull that down at any given time, and it's just very comforting to them that they know it's there. In this world of everything being in the cloud, it gives them comfort that it's there and it's secure. So to close, the technology is absolutely there, and I strongly believe it can enhance and even grow your practice. Again, these are just little tips, and I'm kind of just scratching the surface, but you can see where I'm going, how little tips in your CRM can help you send reminders to your clients. And, you know, we get so many emails back saying, I can't believe you remembered that, or that was the nicest, you know, most beautiful bouquet of flowers you sent for my 50th birthday. I can't tell you enough how it just brightens my day. Or you never know who's going to walk by if that person's in an office and ask who sent those flowers. And then that's a great connection to make back to you again. So it absolutely can grow your practice. So, and you can use these pieces of technology, and you can customize it and use it in the manner you think will help you. So you can, you know, when we first converted to some of these systems, we kind of, again, just scratched the surface of what they could do, and we've grown it out and expanded to how we wanted to use it and in the manner in which our firm wanted to be able to utilize technology. So the point is, it's absolutely there, and I strongly encourage you to use it, talk to other firms about it, research it, get some reviews on it. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Jennifer Burchett. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly encourage you to visit the PFP section website and access the technology toolkit for a personal financial planning business. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered, and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.